When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, we're here on episode 123, and we are going to talk today about why you may not be succeeding in your network marketing business. And there's lots of different reasons why, but there's one thing that is going to kill your business faster than anything else. And that is hype. What do I mean by that? So if we think about, like, whenever I think of hype, I think about going to company conventions. Now, I love going to company conventions. And I think back to when I went to my very first company convention and they were like announcing new products and they had fireworks and there was all this stuff going on. And I was like crying because I was so excited about all of the new things that they were talking about and stuff. And I look back and I'm like, wow, that was a lot of hype. That was the thing that made people be like, oh my gosh, I can do this, right? But hype is a thing that kills your business. Why does hype kill your business? Well, let's first talk about why companies want to build up this hype. Because when you have hype, then people get excited. When they're excited, they push themselves out of their comfort zone. So of course, people know, companies know that if we can push people out of their comfort zone, it's going to be way easier for them to hit their goals and everything and for them as a company to make more money, right? So that's why they build all the hype around everything. But when we're talking about your business, we're not talking about sitting with thousands of other people that are selling the same thing as you are and you're all excited together. We're talking about how it's you at home in your house, sitting there thinking about all the things you have to do to your business. And if you're constantly thinking hype, and we also build that hype in our downline, what does that do? If we're telling them like, look, this is easy and all you have to do is X, Y, Z, and it's going to be so easy and you can make money and while you're just sitting at home in your pajamas, all of that is true, but that's building hype. That's not really what it is. That's not really what building a business is. Because if you want to build a real sustainable business, you got to get skills. You have to get help. It's not the hype that's going to bring your paycheck. It's you and your self-development and investing in yourself and looking at what are the things I'm not great at. Network marketing is an amazing vehicle. It takes care of all of your customer service for you. It takes care of all of your product development. That's a huge piece. It makes sure that everything that you have, like it goes through FDA regulations and like all of those things. It deals with all the legal stuff. It takes care of all of the hard. Your job as a consultant is to get help with sales and marketing. That's what you have to do. They take care of everything. They take care of fulfillment. They take care of shipping, all of those things. But you as a consultant, your job is to know sales and marketing. So if you don't know sales and marketing, you need to get help with how can I learn and get more skills around sales and marketing. And so I'm assuming that that's what you're here for. That's why you're listening to this podcast. It's because you are looking to find a way to learn more about sales, learn more about marketing. Because if we just rely on hype, there's nothing really there. There's nothing tangible behind it. And so let me give you a scenario. Like I remember being super, super excited about this new product that was coming out. And it was going to be amazing. And it was going to just revolutionize my business. And I was so excited about it that I talked about it all the time. You know, those people who kind of word vomit a little bit on you. Yeah, it's totally what I did. And did it build hype? Yes. Did people buy? No. I had some people who were interested and some people bought, but it was definitely not the way that I thought that they would. And it's because all I did was I just hyped it up. And when you hype things up, they're usually, you talk about them and it's a little bit more than what it really delivers. So have you ever got something and you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the most amazing thing ever. And then when you actually receive it, you're like, yeah, this really isn't that great. So I'll a real life example. For Christmas, I got an air fryer. Now, I was so excited that I was going to get this air fryer because all my friends have talked about it. My mom, my sister, they both have air fryers and they love it and they use it every day and all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I got to check out this air fryer thing. So I did a lot of research and I got one that's supposed to be like a really good one. So for Christmas, I got myself an air fryer. I've used it twice now. And the first time it has like this rotating basket thing. So I thought, well, I'll just put some chicken in there. I made sweet and sour chicken. I thought I'll put some chicken in there and it will cook it all up with some batter and stuff on it. Yeah, it cooked all the outside, but the inside of this, where it was in this basket, didn't cook. And I'm like, okay. So I ended up throwing it in the oven and I was like, well, okay, well, maybe I just didn't use it the right way. So then I saw on Pinterest this recipe where you take like the Pillsbury biscuits and you fill it with apple pie filling and then you cook it in your air fryer. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. I'll try that. So my air fryer has like two different shelves kind of inside it. So I put them in and I started cooking it and it smelled like something was burning. Well, the top was burnt and the bottom was still raw. I'm like, what is it with these air fryers? I am done with air fryers. I am not going to use this air fryer again. It's dumb. Like everything that I had hoped for and all the hype behind air fryers that everyone's talking about, I'm not experiencing that. So yesterday I was like, I quit. I'm done with this air fryer. And I'm like, maybe I can sell it on Facebook or something, but I'm done. I'm not using an air fryer anymore. That's what hype does. It doesn't matter how good someone else could say it is, but the user experience that you are actually providing people, whether it be through your products or through your opportunity, if you don't know how to make that experience good, or if how you can talk about things in a way that will set the expectations the right way, it's not going to work because you build up the hype and people have the wrong expectations. So how do you set the right expectations? Because if you set the right expectations, now we're not talking about hype. We're not being like, oh my gosh, you can earn $1 million in 3 days, right? Because that's what network marketing is. And that's part of the reason why network marketing gets such a bad rap. They get such a bad rap because everyone's saying like, look, you can be a millionaire if you join network marketing. And so everyone has this preconceived notion of, okay, I want to be a millionaire. All I got to do is join network marketing. I can sit back and the money is just going to come. And anyone that's been in network marketing for more than a hot minute, you know that that's not really true. And that isn't really how it happens. And it takes hard work and it takes investing in yourself. And it takes figuring out what are the things that I don't know and then where can I go to get help to find those. In social tenacity, our goal is to help you with sales and marketing because we know that your company takes care of everything else. You don't need to know. We don't need to teach you about like how to actually sell your product and the process of that and all of that. We need to teach you how to talk about it, how to set expectations with your customers, how to set expectations with your new recruits. Because if you don't set up the right expectations as you're trying to recruit them or get them to buy your stuff, it's not going to work because you build up the hype. And then like, have you ever had anyone buy something for you and never rebuy from you? Or someone who joined your team and you're like, oh my gosh, she's going to be a rock star. I'm so excited she's on my team and she does nothing. It's because they purchase because of hype. It's not because they purchase because they could see themselves doing this long-term. It's not because they purchase because you made the product so irresistible that they're going to decide, you know what? It's not worth getting that Starbucks coffee every single morning. I'm going to save my money and I want to buy your product. That is what marketing does. And when we learn how to talk about our opportunity and our products that way, that is how you're actually going to learn how it is that you can talk about these things. Because when we go through and we talk about our products and our opportunity in a way that makes them irresistible, it makes it so we have happier customers. We can set the expectations the right way, and it's going to help them become our customers and stay our customers long-term. It's going to help them stay on our team, increase our retention rates. Did you know that the industry average for a consultant to join a network marketing company is to stay for 3 months and then that's it? The turnover is so high. And it's because most people join because of hype. They don't join because they're like, oh my gosh, I see that network marketing could be an amazing vehicle that can really help me be able to get from A to Z. That's not what they see. Because most people recruit on hype. And I'm totally guilty of this. I remember my very first month that I got 8 recruits in a month. And I thought I was hot stuff. I was like, oh my goodness, I got 8 people in this month and I was so excited, and it was February, so it was even a shorter month, so I was even more proud of myself. And I'm like, all right, these ladies, they are going to be amazing. I just added so many people to my team, and I was thinking a year from now, I'm going to be able to be walking across stage and all of these things because I got 8 people on my team this month. And I was all excited. 3 months later, guess how many people were still on my team? 1. 1 out of 8 actually stayed after 3 months. And I think after like 6 months, she was gone too. And it was because I was recruiting off of hype. I wasn't recruiting off of something that was actually tangible. I wasn't painting the picture for them of showing them, look, these are all the things that you could actually do with your business. And I was not showing them the step-by-step path and really telling them, look, this takes hard work. It takes dedication. Because anything worth doing does. Because if it didn't, everyone would be doing it. Why would anyone have a 9-to-5 job if you could just sign up for a network marketing company and just sit back and make money, right? So when I see posts all the time where people are like, if you're interested in well, work from home job, or you don't have to blah, 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 PM me. It's like, what kind of message are you trying to send in a recruiting post like that? You're trying to show them, look, it's super easy. You sign up and you make money. Everyone knows that's too good to be true. And that's selling based on hype. So how do you sell and not be all about hype? How do you recruit and actually give them tangible things? Well, that's exactly what we teach you inside the academy. We have a whole 15-step game plan where we walk you through step by step by step by step exactly what it is that you need to do to build your business on a solid foundation, and give you all of those tools and the skills. So it doesn't matter who you're talking to. It doesn't matter if it's a recruit, if it's a potential customer, doesn't matter. You're going to know exactly how to talk to them, how to find out what are their pain points, what are the things that they're really struggling with, and how to connect them back to what it is that you are trying to sell them, or your opportunity, or whatever it is. And we do it all in a way that is serving them. Because we're all about service. That's how you do it. When you change your mindset, we've talked a lot about arrows in and arrows out marketing. And we go through that in depth of how to do that on social media, how to really build your social media following. How do you talk to people on social media and actually get people to respond to you? And you never have to send a hey girl, hey message. We show you how to do all of that inside the academy. And we have some amazing news that I just found out about. And so I wanted to make sure that we got this on the podcast. So for those of you who have been listening for a long time, I want to tell you about this. We have a new financial partner that will approve everyone for financing. So it doesn't matter what package that you want to do the academy in. We have stuff that's for a low monthly package. We have year-long programs. We got lots of things that we could offer you, and we can help you to really show you how you can take what you already have. You have an amazing vehicle in your network marketing business, but you may be just missing a piece of the marketing, or you may be missing just a piece of the sales. And we can help you take that, tweak it, because you probably are close of what you're saying, but it just needs to be tweaked. And so that way, instead of like we talked about, like go for no, instead of getting 100, asking 100 people and getting 99 no's and one yes, we could teach you how to talk to 5 people and get one yes. That's way better odds. Think what that would do to your business right now. So think of how many people you talked to in the last month. And let's say that we doubled or tripled the amount of people that said yes to you. What would that make your business do? And that's what we do inside the Academy. People who go through the Academy and go through all 15 steps of the Academy, they 10X their business. Think of where you could be if you 10X your business. Think of if it was this time next year, a year from now, where would you be if you 10X your business? What things could you be doing? What things could you be experiencing? How many people could you help? How many more customers would you have? How many more recruits would you have? People who are actually out there looking for you and they're coming to you and you know exactly how you can serve them using your unique gifts, talents, and strengths. That's what we teach inside the Academy. So if you're interested in just looking to see what you qualify for, because this is a new financial financing software that we're using, that really it qualifies everyone. So if you're interested in just seeing what you're qualifying for, this is not like a hard hit on your credit. It doesn't even get reported to you on your credit score or anything like that, but it's just going to let you know. So if you're curious, if you're like, I've been thinking about joining the Academy, I'm really not sure where the money's going to come from, let us help you. All you have to do is go to socialtenacity.com/approved. When you go there, you're going to scroll down to the bottom and you put in your name, your email, your phone number, your address. That's it. And then we will send you a text and we'll let you know what you have been qualified for. And then we'll have a member of our team reach out to you and just follow up and see if there's anything that we can do to help. Because we are here to give you that sales and marketing tool. Your network marketing company provides everything else. We want to help you with that sales and marketing so that way you know how to market, you know how to sell, you know how to talk to your customers, and you can do it in a way that is authentic, that doesn't feel spammy, a way that is really going to build connections, true connections, all without the hype. That's what everything in the Academy is all designed to do. It's all been redone. We've taken the very best of the best of everything that we've been teaching here at Social Tenacity over the last 5 years. We put it all together and I'm so, so excited for you to just dive in and maybe even take a little test run and see what you think. So go to socialtenacity.com/approved and just see what you are approved for. All right. Well, we'll see you guys all in the next episode. And don't go out there and sell on hype. You got this. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.